Nestled in Marin County's verdant San Geronimo Valley, Lagunitas School delivers public education in some unconventional ways.
Our little valley has its own school district with a tremendous amount of parent participation. And in the late 60s, early 70s, the school board agreed to have programs that parents wanted. And what they wanted was an open classroom and a back-to-basics program, as well as the traditional self-contained classrooms.
Amy Valens taught third and fourth grades in the open classroom track for nearly 35 years. Her final school year was captured on film by her husband, documentarian Tom Valens, a project that ultimately became titled August to June.
I just showed up and hung around enough that I pretty quickly melted into the background, and the kids really didn't take too much notice of me after the first couple of days. And that was great, because then I could just be there without interfering. I was one of maybe three or four other adults that were around in addition to Amy as part of the classroom environment. So it was not unusual.
Over the course of those 10 months, shot during the 2005-2006 school year, they collected more than 300 hours of instruction, interaction, study, projects, and play, all of which was distilled into a 90-minute film and then an hour-long public television program. In any form, August to June offers a close-up look at a contemporary California public school classroom where standardized testing has not taken over the curriculum and the daily sequence of activities.
Lots of different experimentation has been going on since the 70s to reform that system. And then somewhere in the 90s, someone thought that reform meant a lot of testing. But luckily for me, I was in a place where parents and school board were in agreement that what you really want is to develop children who have a thoughtful, creative approach to learning, not children who know how to fill in the bubbles exactly right.
Indeed, one of the striking things the film captures is the matter-of-fact emphasis that is given to the students' emotional education along with their standard subject matter.
One of the basic pillars of what we were doing was helping children understand their emotional life. So language had been built in to those children from kindergarten on about talking about their feelings, about discussing rather than hitting or stuffing those feelings away. So by the time they came to me, they knew the mantra of facts, feelings, needs, requests. How do you express what you need or what's happened to you?
The Valens are well aware that this particular school could easily be seen as a special privileged case, but they're hoping viewers will take away a more motivating message.
This is not an idea that can only happen in a privileged community. It has to do with your intention, not with the income or the setting.
From the beginning, we were not trying to present this as being an example of what your school should be, but rather the idea that communities should look at what do they value in education, what do they consider to be important for their children, and to be able to have a voice in their school district and in their child's classrooms to be able to affect that.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.